have a very interesting journey that got you to acting. Can you just tell the people at home just how you decided to become an actor and what led you there?
Oh boy. Well, I guess I was just working in inside sales in the valve industry or the oil field industry in Alberta. And my family has been doing that for years. That's pretty much what everybody does. And I just saw an ad in the paper for acting classes. So I went down to the acting school and I applied for a 3-week course. And I think it was $1,000 to take classes a couple of times a week. And it also gave you free headshots for life, is what they had said. And basically it just kind of got the bug into me. I had identified with acting prior to that in high school, but it never came up again for, you know, a couple of years until I saw that ad. And then, it just kind of put the bug in me, and I decided one day to sell all my things and quit my job and move to Vancouver and try to pursue acting.
Okay. I interviewed the Vicious Brothers earlier today, and they had told me that they did not see you, you know, read the script in front of them. They actually got a video email to them of you performing two scenes in your bathroom. What was that like?
Well, actually, I was out in Calgary looking after my cousins for my aunt and uncle. They were away, so I was babysitting my cousins, driving them to and from school and stuff like that. In between, I was talking with one of the executive producers of the show, and she had asked me to audition for it. And I didn't have enough time to go in before I went, so I just kind of pieced together the scenes the best I could, and I had a little Canon Elf camera and a little mini tripod that you buy at a dollar store, and I just set that thing up and just read the scenes to the camera on my own and pretended there were people around me. And yeah, thank God the kids were at school and stuff like that, because they would have thought there was a little bit of a crazy man.
For 3 days before you guys started to really shoot the film, you used it to read through, you know, the script and things like that and form like a bond with the cast. What happened during that time?
You know, I don't think any of us knew what to expect going into it. I mean, for all of us, it was just kind of getting to know each other and establishing those relationships prior to going into the actual filming, which was amazing because everybody we worked with was so fantastic, and we kind of got a real feeling of the relationship we were going to have on and off camera before we even went into shooting. And funny enough, we all kind of adopted our roles, you know, just like, pretty much just like you see on screen. You know, it was great.
What about the script really drew you in? Was it more like you want to act and, you know, you saw a role that was interesting, or was it like, wow, I think this would be really great for my career? What was your mind frame going into this?
You know, as far as thinking it was going to be good for my career, I mean, you never know what anything is going to be when you're just about to read it and or make it, I guess. But for me, it was definitely the journey that these characters and what they were going to go on from start to finish. It was just, it felt to me like it was going to be a ride, you know, and it was something as an actor I was very excited to undertake, I guess, being my first character that was going to go basically from a start to a finish, and just all the fun in between. So yeah, it was that's exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah, I mean, you've had a lot of other small roles and plenty of other, you know, productions, TV shows and things like that. How do you think that prepared you for this, or was there no preparation for this?
You know, I think it prepared me in the sense that I knew the kind of work that I was going to have to put in on set. I've done the smaller bit parts and been a bigger part of some smaller projects and stuff like that, but nothing that I was there and on set every single moment of the shooting, and basically watching the ins and outs of every little part of the production. I think it just prepared me in the sense that I knew I had to be on top of it at all times and really watch the journey that the character was going to take so I can stay true to the story and really give the script, you know, its due justice for sure.
What do you think you learned about yourself as a performer in this film? I mean, considering the fact that you were absolutely right, what you said before, there's a start and a finish for your character. He goes on, you know, this journey from, like, you know, wise guy, you know, witty show host to someone who is legitimately scared. I mean, what was that like?
You know, I think every actor, probably starting out, we don't get a chance to play these characters from start to finish. That's more the type of thing you do in theater. So I think I kind of, you know, just allowed myself to realize that I was capable of doing it, of living the life of this character from the start to finish, and really enjoying the process on the way through. But, I mean, that also has to do with the fact of having a great cast and crew to work beside and make it that much easier.
Okay. What was your favorite part of the character? And, you know, on the flip side of that, what was your least favorite part of the character?
I'd have to say my favorite part is that he pretty much was allowed to do whatever he wanted. There wasn't, I mean, I like to play him a little bit too cheesy sometimes, so the boys would ring that in a little bit, but I think he was so much fun to play as the cheesy on-screen personality for the show that it just made everything so much easier to be so real, because he was being, he was just so full of it throughout the time when he was on the show, and you know, anything else just really rang him into just being so real and so in the moment that I don't know, it was just that my favorite part was just, I guess, playing the on-screen host.
Okay. As far as your interactions with the other castmates, I mean, there's several scenes where you're yelling at people and it's legitimately like laugh out funny. Like for instance, the scene where the psychic is calling out to the ghost and you're essentially saying, "Shut up, shut up." What was that like? Were you guys laughing while you were doing that, or?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the boys, the Vicious Brothers, just kind of let us go on whatever we wanted to. We would do a take of what they liked, and then they'd be like, you know, just have fun, see what comes of it. And the time frame that we spent in that place and the processes we went through, a lot of that stuff, if there was like some anger or laughing afterwards or anything in the scene, so much of it is just what was happening, because we were so tired at times, so people were just, you know, a real low tolerance for each other, and sometimes we were just at that, you know, 10th hour of filming and everybody's being so ridiculous that, you know, everything that was happening was pretty much exactly what you saw. It was just hilarious.
Okay, do you think you were prepared to shoot while acting? I mean, because when I spoke to the Vicious Brothers, they were saying that a lot of the film is shot by you guys. Was that a daunting task, or was that something that you just kind of jumped on board and just started doing?
I think it was definitely a surprise. I think we knew we were going to have to do a little bit of stuff, but it ended up being quite a bit. I mean, there were a lot of times when the boys would be right beside us just guiding the camera in our own hands, but it was really strange, because we kind of had to try to think about it from the other side of the camera while we're trying to think about it and just live it on the other side of the camera, right? I mean, as an actor, you basically just get told to, you know, paint the picture in front of the camera and not worry about what's going on behind. But, you know, it gave us a chance to explore, I think, as actors, that little director probably in all of us to make the shot what we wanted it to be. It was a lot of fun.
Okay, looking forward, as far as your career goes, how do you think this film will influence you in the future?
You know, I really hope it just allows some people to see that I'm capable of taking a character from that beginning point to the finish and being true to it the entire way, and hopefully just opens a few doors into, you know, level of my work that maybe people want to work with me again in the same aspect, and maybe just, you know, get more work and start doing it as much as I possibly can.